The energy in my business has shifted. It is different. It is bigger. It's more exciting. It's amazing. And I know so much of that is because we have new people that are excited to create new futures and have big dreams and goals. And you found me through my book. And I'm just so grateful that that book is out into the world and I've been able to find amazing readers who have come into my community. So I'm so grateful. I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today, one that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible, one that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started. When you run an online business, your marketing metrics will tell you what in your business is profitable and where you're throwing money away. Yikes. That's pretty important, right? Luckily, I've put together the Ultimate Marketing Metrics Checklist, which is a free resource that will guide you through tracking and analyzing the most crucial metrics for your business. And let me tell you, I'm going to keep it simple, but effective. From evergreen data and revenue generation to podcast metrics and social media growth, this cheat sheet will cover it all. It's the exact one my team and I use to track our metrics on a weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annual basis. Let me be honest here. This wasn't an overnight process win for me. It took me 10 years to build this comprehensive list and get it just right. But you, my friend, can start using it today, tailoring it to suit your business specific needs, but not having to start from scratch like I did. Whether you're a seasoned marketer or just getting started, this cheat sheet will help you make informed decisions as you grow your business and empower you to move forward confidently. So go to amyporterfield.com/metrics to get your hands on the Ultimate Marketing Metrics cheat sheet now. That's amyporterfield.com/metrics. Hey there, friend. Welcome back to Online Marketing Made Easy. If you're listening to this episode when it goes live, Thanksgiving is this week, and I can only imagine the chaos that may be surrounding you at this moment. I think the holidays are such a fun time, but a very difficult time for entrepreneurs who are handling their usual business operations on top of putting together a robust dinner menu and juggling, well, unique family dynamics. If you know, you know. Because of all the holiday stress and the large amount of tabs you likely have open in your head, I'm sure it's been tough finding the time to take a minute and just feel grateful for all that you have in this life. And trust me, my friend, if you skip on gratitude practices, you will never fully realize all that you've been blessed with and all that you've accomplished. So, this episode is about reflecting on what you're grateful for in entrepreneurship and the support surrounding you in your journey. I have to say, I'm thrilled that if you're listening here to this episode specifically, you're going to get to hear directly from 10 of our students, who they are, what they do, and what is it about entrepreneurship that they're grateful for. Because sometimes if it's hard to feel grateful, if you're going through a hard time, if things are just really wild for you right now, hearing what other people are grateful for, others that are in the trenches with you building businesses, it might just inspire you to get into that grateful zone as well. So use this episode as inspiration, but also as a way to reflect on all that you've done, all that you've accomplished, because my friend, you've got to take a moment for that. So before you hear from my students, I thought I would go first. So here are some things that I'm very grateful for. Number one, my team. I truly could not do this at the scale that we do it without my team. Because of them, I'm able to show up in so many different ways for you through digital courses, through podcasts, through masterclasses, through live sessions, all of it. The opportunity that I have because of the support I have from my team feels limitless to me. So if my team is listening, I love you all so much, and I'm so grateful for all that you've done, the sacrifices, the extra time you've put in, the strategy, the amazing culture you've helped me build, all of it. I'm so grateful. And if you're listening and you don't have a team just yet, one day you will. And I promise you, it will get easier once you have a team behind you. So keep showing up. Another thing I'm grateful for is the opportunity and impact that I have and that you have too. I'm so grateful that we get to do this to change people's lives and help them realize their dreams. No matter what it is that you're teaching with your digital course or your coaching or your membership, whatever it is, we get to touch lives, people that we normally would never have access to. And that's one of the very coolest things. The fact that there's a person in Australia and the UK and Germany that literally found me online through a piece of content that I put out there, and now they're creating courses and building businesses, like, that is the coolest thing. I'm really grateful for what I get to do. Another thing I'm grateful for is my husband, Hobie. That man has been so patient and so kind, considering my workload and my schedule and all the crazy things that I do. And he just tells me every day how proud he is of me. And he has to sacrifice a lot. He doesn't get as much of me as he wants at all times. But at the same time, he just kind of pushes me out there and says, go get it. And I feel really fortunate. I know that not everyone has that partner. And if you don't have that partner, find a friend, find a peer that can be your support, because you don't have to do this alone. Also, I'm really grateful that I get to wake up every morning knowing that I get to call the shots. I get to work when I want to work, where I want to work, how I want to work. And that gratefulness inspired me to write my book, 2 Weeks Notice. And I am so grateful for all of you that found me and came into my world this year because of my book. The energy in my business has shifted. It is different. It is bigger. It's more exciting. It's amazing. And I know so much of that is because we have new people that are excited to create new futures and have big dreams and goals. And you found me through my book. And I'm just so grateful that that book is out into the world and I've been able to find amazing readers who have come into my community. So I'm so grateful. I'm also really grateful for my DCA students, my new students that are currently going through Digital Course Academy, and my alumni. You all are so incredible. You're hungry. You have drive. You have tenacity. You show up. You do the work. And even if you are an alumni and you don't have your course done yet, I know you're not giving up. And I feel really grateful that I get to serve you. And so I think of my Digital Course Academy students every single day. And you just inspire me to get out of bed and do big things and take on the world. And I so appreciate, like, you are my driver. And I so appreciate that. And then the last thing I'll say I'm grateful for as an entrepreneur, and this is so cheesy, but it's so true, so stay with me, all the mistakes I've made along the way. And that was hard for me. I almost didn't put that on my list. But through these mistakes, I've adopted this motto. The motto came out of my last Digital Course Academy launch. It just kind of evolved. And the motto is no wrong turns. There are no wrong turns. Every single thing that has happened to me on my entrepreneurial journey has made me who I am today. And I look back and I've made mistakes and I have some shame around decisions I've made or maybe how I've treated somebody or how I've shown up in different ways and been selfish or been self-absorbed or just like been afraid and didn't have an abundance mindset. Like, there's things that I regret in the 14 years of being an entrepreneur, how I've showed up. But all of those mistakes I am very aware of, and I have really, really put in the effort to be a different person, to show up with abundance and love and compassion and forgive myself for being scared and maybe not having that abundance mindset at times and all of that. I just feel really fortunate that I've been able to learn from my mistakes. I guess I'm not really grateful for the mistakes. They sting, they burn, they're not fun. But I am grateful that I really wanted to learn from them. And I'm really proud of who I am today. And in all my messiness and all my flaws, I really do, this is hard for me to say because I've struggled with this for so many years. I really do love who I am, and I'm proud of who I am and who I've become. That's taken me a long time. I feel like I could cry just telling you that, but I'm grateful that I've done the work. So my point being is I've worked with coaches. I've worked with therapists. I've read the books. I listen to the podcast. I fuel my brain every day. I've done the work so that I can be proud of who I am. And that's saying a lot because I've really struggled with my self-worth for so long. So if you're struggling right now, this is not your end-all be-all. You might be in a season, but I promise you, you can move past that. I promise you can. And I do believe that I am proof of that. And I hope that inspires you. So those are all the things I'm grateful for. And I hope you heard in there that I'm grateful for you showing up, whether you bought my course or you're just part of my community or you listen. I'm so grateful that I get to support you in just a tiny way on your entrepreneurial journey. Okay, I could go on and on, but I'm going to stop because I want you to hear from some of my entrepreneurial students. Let them inspire you. Feel good about where you are in this season of your journey because it moves fast, my friend. And I just want you to be present and grateful for what you've done, where you're at, and how far you've come. All right, take a listen to some of my student stories.
My name is Amanda Schaumburg, Chef Schaumburg. I'm the founder of Baking for Business. I'm a bakery business coach where I teach bakers how to create a 5 or 6 figure business just baking from home. And one of the things that I'm grateful for in regards to entrepreneurship is evolution. You know, a lot of times we're on a job and we always have to play by that person's rules. We'll have all these ideas and sometimes we actually don't get to implement them. However, when you become an entrepreneur, the sky is the limit. You don't have to worry about running anything by a boss because you are the boss. So when you see something that you want changed, you have the ability to change it. And because of that, every dream, every desire, every idea that you have in order to make something better, you can see that come to fruition. Because you're able to evolve as a business owner and accept it. You can change however many times you need. You can start over however many times you need. And there's no failing because every single lesson creates a blessing which takes you to the next level. And that is what I love about entrepreneurship.
Hey there, my name is Celie Colley. I'm a certified professional organizer. There are actually fewer than 400 of us worldwide. I teach a course called The Paper Cleanse. That and my membership, The Clarity Connection, help people go from chaos to clarity by providing a step-by-step solution to help them finally declutter their paper piles and curate their files for a lifetime of paper organization. Once that they find that's accomplished, they are able to go on and organize all of the other areas of their homes. They find that paper improvement creates life empowerment. I am so grateful for being an entrepreneur in the digital course world because I am at a point in my career where it made it almost impossible to do the physical labor of going into people's homes to organize. I've been doing this for 20 years and I'm just getting a little too long in the teeth to put on my knee pads and go into people's homes. So I needed to find a solution where I could teach people all of this knowledge I have about organization, and digital courses were an ideal solution. I have been so lucky. I've actually had 5 cohorts now, hundreds of students in 4 different continents. It's so exciting to see where I am now and where I may go. And I am so grateful for the community that I have, for the friends that I've made, for the things that I've learned. It's really expanded my mind and perspective to have this opportunity. I'm learning new things every day. So every day is interesting. It's never dull. Believe me, this is never dull. So I am so grateful for this. And thank you so much, Amy, for asking us. I appreciate it.
Hey there. My name's Casey Davidson, and I teach women who are sober curious how to quit drinking. I have an online course and a podcast, and I have been an entrepreneur for the past 4 years, full time. What I'm most grateful for about entrepreneurship is that after 20 years in corporate America, what I'm doing every day, what I'm building, the customers I'm reaching, the sales I'm bringing in, it's for me. I'm building my own business instead of building a business for someone else. The other thing I love about entrepreneurship is I'm in control of my own destiny. When I was in corporate, there were near constant reorgs and layoffs and movement of companies from where I live in Seattle to New York. That doesn't happen to me anymore. I get to choose what I work on, when I work on it. I also love that I can be home when my daughter comes home from school and when it's a day off. It's no big deal. When I was in corporate, I used to have her in before school care and after school care, and now I'm home whenever she needs to be home. And as an entrepreneur, I can surpass my corporate revenue and my corporate income, and that's pretty awesome.
We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads? LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers. And I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply. I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/made easy, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/made easy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/made easy.
Hello, my name is Esther Hefsiba, a Shine Transformation Coach and Catalyst. I empower women to break completely free from limiting beliefs and soul-sucking behaviors so they can rise into the fullness of their potential, where they get to create the life they've always desired. Now, what I love most about entrepreneurship is my ability to nurture the woman on the inside. That means I'm able to take care of my body, my mind, and my soul every day. I'm also able to spend quality time with my two teenage children. I mean, I get to enjoy peace of mind and freedom on a daily basis without apologies. This is one of the best decisions ever. I love entrepreneurship.
I'm Heather O'Donnell from Kindergarten Ready Skills and Teacher Biz. At Kindergarten Ready, I help preschool moms prepare their kids for kindergarten. And on the Teacher Biz side of my business, I help teachers grow profitable online businesses like mine. And I could not be more grateful for my online business. It has really allowed me to work my work around my life instead of my life around my work. I've been able to be home with my kids while they've been really small. I had a 3-month-old and a young toddler when I was starting my business, and now they're 3 and 5. I'm sending my oldest off to kindergarten this year, and it's just really hitting home for me how lucky and grateful I am to have had that time with him while he was still home. And I'm just so glad to have the flexibility that my business brings. I'm making 6 figures in about 25 hours a week, and I'm able to really hyper-focus my work time so that I can live my life in the time that I'm not working. And I just couldn't be more thankful for that.
Hello, my name is Ilona Phillips, and I am the founder of a group psychotherapy practice in Ann Arbor, Michigan called Lotus Consulting. And I am immensely grateful for the journey that entrepreneurship has afforded me. Plenty of challenges, lessons learned, mistakes, but also rewards, of course. Some of the basics being flexibility of schedule and being able to sort of shift, you know, my responsibilities and the business development sort of in line with my family life. That alone has been a journey, sort of learning what is doable and how to best manage all these layers of entrepreneurship and running a 30 provider agency for sure. But those lessons have really also informed and still do inform my new endeavors and new efforts. And one of them being, for example, a digital course that I have for parents and caregivers of kids and teens with eating disorders, as well as a membership that follows as a support for those families, and how much we can now expand our reach. Even in the virtual care world, we have been sort of tied down to the bounds of the state of Michigan, and now we can reach far beyond that nationally and even internationally, providing invaluable resources to folks around the world. In my case, for example, around eating disorders. And so I'm immensely, immensely grateful for the ability and the opportunity as a leader to choose these other avenues and paths to making impact around the world, such as digital courses. And of course, I am so, so grateful to Amy Porterfield and her team for developing Digital Course Academy, pretty much a roadmap, step-by-step roadmap to development of digital courses, marketing, all of that. I wish there was a roadmap like that when I was scaling my group practice, which, you know, can be a lonely journey when you don't have those types of resources, and learn and scale much, much slower, learning from your own mistakes and again, walking alone. And so I so appreciate DCA allowing us to do this in a lot more effective way. And of course, community of DCA graduates called Momentum, right? So, you know, it's such a gift to be able to collaborate and watch and learn from and with Momentum members and the paths and mistakes they have made, so that we don't have to redevelop this wheel and, you know, we can have impact in a much more efficient way and much more supported. So I'm eternally grateful. Again, my name is Ilona Phillips. You can find me at ilonaphillips.com and also lotusconsultingpllc.com.
Hello, my name is Lisa Parnello, and I'm the owner of Parnello Education Services. I provide dyslexia therapy to students and online courses for parents and educators to learn how to help kids with dyslexia be successful. I am so grateful to entrepreneurship because it has allowed so many positive changes in my life. I have been able to set my own schedule and significantly reduce my stress level. Being in the schools these last few years has been incredibly stressful, but I did not want to give up teaching. And being able to create online courses and continuing to work with real kids allows me to be able to do what I love and brings me joy and takes away all the stress that used to be associated with it. I can pick what day I start, I can pick what day I go on vacation, and I can pick and choose what I want to do and skip the parts that don't bring me as much joy. I am so grateful that I can experience the ability to see families make positive changes through what they learn in my courses and in my office, and it just makes me so happy to know that I'm making positive impacts on the world around me while also making a positive impact on my own life as well. I am so grateful, and I hope you can find a way to create impact and be grateful for that too.
Hey there, I'm Mariana Henninger. I'm an Emmy Award-winning documentary filmmaker, and I help coaches and course creators kill painfully long sales cycles, build trust faster with one single 2 to 4 minute brand video. And the thing I most love about entrepreneurship, I am obsessed with entrepreneurship, but the thing that I most love about it is getting to do what I love, what aligns with my values in my own way. So I live about 10 minutes from the beach. And what that means is on any given hot day or summer day, I get to take a break from what I'm doing and go for a swim and come back feeling so refreshed and so revived. And I can't put a price tag on that. Just being able to work in my zone of genius, outsource as I need to, and then also just being able to learn every single day, grow, meet other amazing entrepreneurs, just like be surrounded by people who are changing the world, making an impact, and are really stupidly excited about it. So that is what I most love about entrepreneurship. And I love that I get to do that in Amy's group, Momentum.
Hello, I'm Maren Johnson, and I'm a social media manager in Minnesota. I teach others how to become social media managers as well. I'm super grateful for entrepreneurship because of the freedom it gives me in my schedule and in my life. A few years ago, my mom had a hip replacement, and I was a retail store manager at the time, and I couldn't be there with her in the hospital. She had to have someone else bring her and bring her home, and I got there as soon as I could, but unfortunately, it wasn't the day of. Fast forward to a few weeks ago, and she had another important appointment to get to. I was able to just say, hey, let me come down tomorrow and help you out. I didn't have to beg for days off. I didn't have to get my shift covered. I just grabbed my computer and was able to get down there and help her out without any stress. And there are so many other things I can think of, but when I really think about why I'm grateful to be an entrepreneur, that's the big one.
Hello, I'm Tom Martin. And thanks to Amy and Team Porterfield, I have launched a course called Ignite Your Media Influence. And that is a course designed to help people get the media visibility and the recognition and the appreciation that they really deserve. And my ICAs are a little bit broad, but they are coaches, speakers, authors, and people who work with nonprofits. And what I love about being an entrepreneur is that it really has allowed me to tap into my inner gifts, my inner talent, and talent that I've developed over a 35-year media career. I spent 20 years as a television news producer, producing for Diane Sawyer at Good Morning America, CBS News, CNN, even the Food Network for a couple of years. And there's one idea that I'm really passionate about, and that is that every one of us has a story, a message that others could benefit from hearing. As the son of a journalist, my father, who passed away about 18 months ago, was a lifelong newspaper editor. He actually created USA Today, the nation's first newspaper, back in 1982. And my parents met at journalism school many, many years ago. So following my TV news career, I spent the past 15 years in public relations, most of that working independently and with individuals. And again, with that conviction that every one of us has a story worth hearing. And so being an entrepreneur has really allowed me to pursue my calling, to tap into my creativity and strategic thinking and love of making connections and so on. And that's exactly what I teach in my course to my students and allowing them to really make a difference in the world. So I'm very grateful to you, Amy, and to Brittany and Megan and the rest of Team Porterfield. And I just love what I'm doing now. So I'm very, very grateful. Thank you.
Wow. Those were so powerful. I definitely teared up. I thought I was going to cry when I talked about what I'm grateful for. Well, I kind of lost it when I started to listen to what my students are grateful for. This just affirms how grateful I am for entrepreneurship. I get to help all these amazing entrepreneurs achieve their dreams, even just in small ways. And I feel so grateful for that. Thank you to each of you who have submitted a video sharing what you're grateful for. And thank you to you, my sweet listener, who supports this podcast with every play. I want this episode to be your sign to stop for a minute and think about all that you are grateful for in entrepreneurship. Take a moment. It's definitely worth it. I hope you loved this shorty episode and found it valuable. And thank you for hanging out with me. If you'd be so kind, if you know somebody else who's on an entrepreneurial journey and needs a little inspiration, grab the link to this episode or this podcast and please share it with them. I love you to the moon and back. I'll say it one more time. I am so grateful for you. I hope you have a beautiful holiday season. And I will see you Thursday for more entrepreneurial goodness. Same time, same place. Can't wait. Talk to you soon. I wanted to tell you about a podcast that I know will not only get you motivated and inspired, but will actually help you grow your brand, your audience, and your revenue. It's a podcast from my very good friend, Julie Solomon, and it's called The Influencer Podcast, and it's a part of the Yap Media Network. So Julie is a best-selling author and a brand expert, and she's dedicated her entire career to helping entrepreneurs and creators like you tap into their next levels of visibility and impact so you can become the leader that you were born to be. If you're looking for actionable advice delivered directly to your earbuds, then get ready for coaching, interviews with some of the industry's biggest names, and transformations to enrich your personal brand and grow your business. You can discover why people all over the world have called this podcast their go-to for all things influence, impact, and brand growth for more than 6 years. Subscribe to the Influencer Podcast with Julie Solomon today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.